not afraid. I say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold your God. Behold your God. Oh,
praise God. I'll just share something briefly today. I wouldn't be using much of the Bible. I'm not too good at that. Praise God. But we'll just flow freely as the Spirit leads us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we started off, there was a song that said, "Get thee up into the high mountain." Get thee up into the high mountain is the voice of the Spirit calling the members of the body of Christ to ascend, to get up from the earthly into the spiritual. We know Mount Zion is the place where God's kingdom is situated. Amen. God's kingdom is a spiritual kingdom, like we know. Praise God. It's the kingdom of God's dear Son. See, only that which is God's Son can enter into that kingdom. To enter into the gates of Jerusalem, you must be conformed to the image of Christ. No mortal man can enter into God's kingdom. See, nobody that loves a lie or defies can enter into God's kingdom. That is why the Spirit is here to edify us, teach us how we can enter into that gates. Praise God. This is a song we've sung for many years now, isn't it? And you see that the Spirit of God does not change. It's the same yesterday, today, forever. So wherever you are, you know, when you hear the voice of the Spirit, it's saying the same thing always. To get thee up from the earth from the dust, and ascend into Mount Zion. Praise God. When Jesus Christ took his three disciples and ascended up the mountain and transfigured before them, You see, he was showing us a pattern which we all must follow. Praise God. Shortly before he left, he told them that you must lose your life to gain it. That's shortly before he ascended. He said, what shall it profit a man if he gains this world and loses his life? In other words, our human sense of life as men, we have this tendency to feel that we can gain this world, isn't it? We have a sense of earthly belonging, isn't it? We feel that we have this world, isn't it? We feel that we can make something out of this world, that we can make a name for ourselves as men, that we can, you know, achieve something, some kind of success. See it? That you can make a good family, you can make good business, you can make a wonderful name upon the earth. You see it? But Jesus Christ says that what shall it profit a man if he gains this world and loses his soul? So in other words, he must ascend, and as you ascend up the mountain, the image of that transfigured Christ is the image that we put on. Because in reality, that is our image. That was the image of Adam before Adam descended. You see, when the disciples saw the Jesus Christ transfigure and they felt the presence of Eden, they demanded to remain there. They wanted to remain there. They said, Lord, it's possible, let us remain here. You know why? Because they felt the radiation, the presence. They had a glimpse of the beauty of the presence of God, of eternity, so to say. So they wanted to remain there. Praise God. Now, we're going to look at Adam. Adam actually is a parable. It's a parable. You see it? Let's not go into genealogy here, whether Adam existed or whatever. Those things are not important in this instance. Let us look at the spiritual revelation that Christ is giving concerning Adam. Because Adam is a parable. Adam is a parable of each and every individual here. Praise God. That parable, God uses the parable, or the Spirit uses the parable, to explain that why some of us have sorrows. See, that why some of us are hot, why some of us are bitter, and why some things are not working out for us. We can see everything in Adam. If you study the story of Adam, somebody will say, but no, Adam sinned. No, we all in Adam transgressed. We sinned in Adam. Praise God. Adam represents the image and the glory of what? Of God. See it? When Adam was in the garden reigning in the glory of God, see it? That image is the same image that Christ was trying to reveal to us upon the earth. That is the image for that Christ, the Son of the Begotten, the image of the living God, was trying to, how say, educate us about. Praise God. And if you look through the books properly, you see that God wants to return us to Eden. Eden is a dimension. Eden is a realm. It's a consciousness, a state that we can walk in, whereby the presence of the Lord will saturate us, encompass us like the waters cover the sea. See it? Praise God. It's not something that happens tomorrow when something, you know, in the future or when we go to heaven. It's something that we can experience right now. Adam. Amen. How many of us, some of us have had these experiences, and God says that Adam is a present reality. That Garden of Eden is a present reality for us. Those of us who can hear the voice of truth. Praise God. So in Adam, we are cast out of the garden. See, the transgression of Adam, actually, let me tell you the mystery of God, Adam's transgression, so we know what sin is in the eyes of God. Some of us, we think sin is drinking beer, smoking cigarettes, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But let us see what true sin is. See, because Adam represented the image and the glory of God. And there's only one commandment God gave Adam, and that is to keep the garden, which is to keep your state. Keep your state, that celestial spiritual state that you are. See, but somewhere along the line, Adam was deceived. They received what happens, the wisdom that comes from another source, which is the wisdom of what? Good, yeah, from the serpent, isn't it? When you look at the serpent, what do you see? Just picture the serpent in natural. A serpent crawling on the earth. What does it represent? It represents carnality. That is the mind that, you know, that crawls on vanity, on dust. You see it? That is the mentality, that is the mind of this age, the wisdom of this age. That is the wisdom of man. That is the carnal man. Praise God. And that wisdom is what causes us to be remodeled into becoming mortals, into becoming natural men of the dust. Right from the moment you are born into this world, see, some of us, we teach our children, you know, that this is how they are after the flesh and all that kind of stuff. And we edify ourselves continually after the outer. You see it? But in reality, inside of every man is the spiritual man who is actually the glory of God. That is Christ. You see it? You know, a lot of us have been so religious over the years, we still, you know, we say in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, and we don't realize that Christ, that Jesus Christ came to reveal to us, is the Christ within. See it? That is what Jesus Christ came. Jesus Christ never came to preach himself. He never came to form religion after himself, but rather he came as a model, saying that I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, he was not speaking about himself in the natural. He was not speaking about the flesh Jesus, no. He was speaking about the consciousness he walked in, the reality. He was walking in the truth. He had his members upon the earth in the physical form, but in reality, Jesus Christ had connected back to the beginning. That's why he says, I'm not of this world. He's not of this material, physical, temporal world. I'm of a spiritual kingdom, a world without end. Before Abraham was, I am. Praise God. You see it? He walked in the reality of the spiritual inner man. And he's revealing to us today that that same spiritual image which he revealed upon the mountain of transfiguration is in you. Every man sitting down here today. Doesn't matter whether you are a drug addict. See it. It doesn't matter where you've been and whatever. It doesn't change whatever. It doesn't change it. That thing is inside of you. This is the treasure hidden in vessels Paul talked about. You see it? This is Christ in you, the hope of what?
Glory.
Now many people are still not, you know, comfortable with this when they hear this. You see, man still wants to believe in something outward, to worship something outward, to kind of, you know, look out to something outward. But Jesus Christ is revealing today that the way he is the way we are. We are the what? Light of the world. That same spirit that Jesus Christ walked by is the same spirit. But then there's only one spirit. Are you listening? Are there two spirits?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the Bible says that those that are joined to the Lord are what?
One spirit.
We are one spiritual body. It's a spiritual body, eternal body that never dies. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He says that he has brought immortality and life into light. What is that immortality and life that he has brought into life? It's within you. It's your true identity. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the seed of God that God wants to unveil in this hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when Adam transgressed and started to live according to the outer, he now saw himself, I am naked. That was when he now, I am, came in. I am naked. Ah. Then from there, he started to see himself, see God from without. See it? That thing that made the Garden of Eden blossom was because Adam was in God. They had their fellowship. He was hid in Christ, hid in God. He was fellowshipping in the light. See, but the moment he started to walk according to the flesh, according to mortality, according to this material physical age, he started to lose all awareness of his part in God's kingdom. And thus to add, thus to return, talks about the state. Man being subject to what? Vanity. Praise God. This world is founded in the dust. That's why it says, get thee up out of, you know, and go up onto the high mountain. You that sleepeth in the dust, awake. Hallelujah. And Christ will what? Shine in you, on you. See it? So all along Adam has been sleeping in the dust, dead in the grave. But the Bible says that the hour cometh when those who are in their graves will what? We hear the voice of what? And they will what? They will begin to arise from the graves. People think that physical graves out there is a graveyard. That physical grave itself is not a graveyard. Amen. The real grave is your consciousness. When you walk in mortality, when you walk in the flesh, you are buried in the dust. You know? Amen. So you can see when you go around this world, what you are seeing is just a big graveyard. Amen. People are just what? Dead. That should give the Lord takes you on a trip in the spirit. When you are walking in the spirit, you see people, they don't, you'll be watching people and you see that they don't even know where they are going, where they are coming from. See it? Your struggle day and night, you know, all these are, you know, the labor is released in Ecclesiastes. Talk about the labor of men. They really do not have any direction. Praise God. But Jesus Christ says, I know where I came from and I know where I am. And God is revealing to us where we came from. Eh? And it's that same place that is going is where we are. Hallelujah. He says that so that where I am, you may
be also.
It's not something where you die. Amen. It's in the state. It's a spiritual realm. It's a dimension. When you get to that place, you can stand upon the waters like Jesus Christ stands. You can stand upon the rocky waves. Amen. You can sit in the ship and the waves rock. Nothing can move you. It's a consciousness where you attend to, where you realize there's nothing like death. You see, we think that there is death in the natural. We interpret death in the natural because we are married to the natural. You see it? Praise God. But we have to ascend. We have to ascend. Hallelujah. When we begin to ascend, we realize that nothing, hallelujah, can be taken away, added or removed from that which God has already prepared from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have to remember, we have to ascend. Hallelujah. Now the voice of the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, cried out to Lazarus in the tomb. What did he say? Lazarus, come forth. That is the voice of the Spirit speaking to every man out here today, telling them to what? Come forth out of the illusion of their mortal existence. Praise God. To come forth out of the vanities of this age and come back into the light. It's deep. It's a spiritual communication for deep unto deep. Praise God. It's an individual call and a corporate call. Praise God. You have to hear it within your spirit. See, when you hear the voice of the Lord, you recognize it. Lazarus, come forth. It's a voice telling every man to come forth out of the graveyard, to come forth out of the dust. Amen. Because as long as you are there in that illusion, you will never find satisfaction or peace. You will continue from tribulation to tribulation, suffering to suffering. Thorns and tissues you will yield continuously. Amen. Your womb, your spiritual womb, will be barren. You cannot bring forth after the attributes of God. Hallelujah. And your carnal mind will continue to feed on vanity and vanity continuously. It's an endless pit, endless destruction. The worms don't die there. Hallelujah. I think you can discern from what I'm saying that men are already in hell. Praise God. Hallelujah. The worms don't die there. Hallelujah. It's continuous death. Hallelujah. But thank God there's a voice telling the people to come out from the lie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come out from the darkness. Come out from religion. Hallelujah. Come out from the illusion of your human existence. And come into the light and stand in the light as what? Sons of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. As Lazarus comes forth from the grave, what happens? He was bound up. Grave clothes. A veil over the face. And all those things were stripped off from him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the veil that has covered our minds, our comprehension, you know, has covered our understanding. Amen. Because the God of this world had what blinded our eyes so that we could not comprehend the glory of Christ. Amen. Now, where is the glory of Christ that we couldn't comprehend? You do not know yourselves. That's what he's saying. Praise God. You do not know yourselves. The way you are known of God, you do not know yourself. And that is the reason why you are suffering. That's why we suffer. That's why we have fear. Amen. That's why we are tormented. Amen. We feel that somebody is after us to get us and to punish us, isn't it? Looking at behind you every day. Amen. Asking for forgiveness every day. Asking for this and that and every day, you know. Not realizing that all God is saying is that you should awaken to the reality of the fact that he created you perfect. Amen. Paul called him the inner man, created holy and perfect. Amen. Nothing can be added or what? Removed from him. He's perfect. Hallelujah. And the Father has given all things for his what? Enjoyment. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you know a man can have all the billions in his account, all the money in the account, but yet is very poor? Do you know that you can have nothing in, you can come to a realm, a dimension where you have nothing in you, which is actually the realm of the spirit, which is the consciousness we get to in Christ, which God is calling his people to enter into. Relatively call them the poor in spirit. Is a place you come to whereby outwardly you might look like poor, but you have what? All things. All things are yours, because the man of the spirit is the one that inherits what? All things. The man of the flesh will just wake up one day and discover he has what? Nothing. That's why we should not be deceived. We shouldn't waste our time guarding on the earth. Rather, we should ascend. Praise God. If you study the book of Revelation very much, it's always telling the people on the earth to repent. People on the earth are people who live that kind of life. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Babylon, the Babylon or whatever, she was in the desert on the earth. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And as long as we live in this dimension, we cannot see life. Oh, hallelujah. So the voice of the Lord is saying, come out from the graveyards. Hallelujah. And as you come out, as you are waking, like the psalmist says, I shall be satisfied when I what? And I awaken what? In your likeness. Because when you are waking, you will discover that the way it is the way you are. You will discover that you are a spiritual being. Praise God. Hallelujah. You will discover that, you know, you are not corrupt. Some of us are struggling with habits, struggling with anger, struggling with certain things in us. You will discover that you are perfect. You don't have all those things in you. Praise God. That thing which is tying you down and giving you a sinful nature is your being married to the mortal. Praise God. But thank God, the last trumpet. You know the voice of the Lord is the last trumpet? When Jesus Christ shouted like that, come forth, that was what? The last trumpet. Praise God. The last trumpet. And as you hear the last trumpet, there's a transformation that occurs in our minds. Praise God. Praise God. There's a shift from a conscious of, you know, mortality, the natural, into the conscious of the immortal. Praise God. This corruptible must what? Put on
incorruption.
Hallelujah. You know, some folks thought in the past that it was something in the body, that this physical body will become, you know, immortal, that we will never die forever. They will continue to eat dodo here all throughout eternity. Amen. Praise God. It's miserable life, eh? Continue like this. Hallelujah. But it's talking about the mind, the shift, and as you know, elevation in the consciousness. Praise God. As you hear the last trumpet. Praise God. And when you come forth in the resurrection from the grave, there is only one man in the resurrection. Praise God. Do you know in the eyes of God there's only one man? God does not know two people. God does not know me, Trevor, according to the flesh. God does not know Bratokumbo according to the flesh. That is my own formation. That is our own formation in this world. But God knows us according to the image in us, which is Christ. Praise God. In the resurrection, there's only one man. That's why it says that you are born the image of what? Of the earthly And you shall also bear the image of what? That is the hope of our calling. The image of the heavenly is the Lord himself from heaven. Praise God. That is the image that, you know, it was glowing upon Mount Zion, upon the mountain of transfiguration. Praise God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That is our image. So when you are waking, when you undergo this mysterious transformation, you discover that you put on the man from heaven, which is the Lord himself. Praise God. In that day, you will not begin to say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You know, Jesus Christ says, in my name, you shall do this, you shall do this. So, you know, religiously, we thought it meant that, you know, when you say in the name of Jesus, your prayers will be answered. Amen? No. What he's trying to say is that you walk in that name. Praise God. When you walk in that image, in that identity, which is Christ, your true image, all things begin to work out for your good.
Amen.
Praise God. Because you know that the Father is with you. You are compassed with the love of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful?
Amen.
You know the power of Jesus? He says that the Father is always with me. The Father has never left me. Praise God. How many people can confess that one? On the earth, to the very few. See, when you feel a sense of separation, when you feel sin consciousness, when you feel that probably you've sinned against God, or maybe you feel that God is after you to get you, you know, and to roast you in hell. God is waiting for you in one corner, waiting for you. And you know, when you get you, you know, I got you. And that is what religion, you know, painted to us of God. Praise God. But God is our Father. Hallelujah. And his good will is to give us what?
The kingdom.
That is God. You see, all those other voices are the voices of the devil. See, all those voices of condemnation, all these things that you hear in religion is the voice of the devil. See, our God, you see, people still mistaking the God in the Old Testament to what you see in the New Testament. Jesus Christ introduced the God, the true and living God. What they had in the Old Testament was a shadow. What Moses introduced to them was not God. Praise God. That's why Paul says that the God and Father of our... He didn't say the God of Moses. Praise God. That revelation of God, God is what? Love. You know, at that one time when they rejected Jesus, he went to a place to preach. You know, some people were saying, the disciples were saying, why don't you stop, command the bears to come and destroy them, you know? That Jesus Christ told them, look, you don't know the kind of spirit you are made of. You see, he's trying to say that the spirit that those Old Testament people walk with is different. Praise God. God is love. God is light. In him, there is no what? Shadow of turning. Amen? He does not change today. Today is like this. Tomorrow is like that. God is what? His love. When you come out from the graveyard of religion, you will discover that God never left you. See, but we are what? Veiled. And when we are veiled, we end to suffer all kind of horrors. Horrors. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God wants us to ascend. There has to be a coming forth out of the graveyard. Hallelujah. These are messages that we are hearing today. Let these things go in our hearts. Let us meditate and recognize one thing. That the only thing that is worth it in this life is to awaken to who you truly are. Awaken to your first love, which is Christ. Praise God. Awaken and realize yourself in the company of the Creator. Praise God. Do you know in the book of Romans chapter 1, it says that they serve the creature more than the Creator. You know that we all, we descended and started to walk in relation to what? The creation. Amen. Rather than the Creator, which is from the beginning. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
So let us, how do I put it? Receive this, let the Spirit guide us, walk in us day and night. Hallelujah. As the Spirit begins to walk in us, our religious concepts begin to go away. Amen. And we have to be humble. Amen. We have to be humble because at times some people are offended because maybe you've written a book that was in error. and somebody comes and brings the truth. When the truth comes, it brings these things down, and you are ashamed to admit that you made an error. Mm. You have to be humble in the things of God. Praise God.
Amen.
Adam received the mark of the beast. Do you know that? Have you heard of 666? Praise God. There are many books in the market today that tell you that something will happen tomorrow, you know. The European Union, you know, will come together, and there will be a product in the market, and they will tell you that this one will happen this way, this one will happen that way. All that is what? It's just religion. Praise God. We are all inscribed with the mark of the beast in our descent in Adam. See it? When Adam received from the serpent, that is the beast. Mm. The Bible says that he was the most subtle beast. Mm. People don't see these things. That is the beast. He received the nature of the beast, which is carnality. Mm. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But thank God, through the revelation of Christ, we shall stand in the company of the 144,000. The Bible says that they had a new name written upon their heads.
Amen.
The name of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are the ones who have overcome the beast. The mark of the beast has been erased from their heads. And they stand in the light as he is in the light. In the nature of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the nature of the Creator. When you touch them, you are touching the Father.
Amen.
When you touch them, you are touching love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And you notice that they were upon Mount Zion.
Yes.
The 144,000. They are not upon the earth. They are upon the high mountain. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. That is where God is calling his people to today. Put on your true identity.
Hallelujah.
Which is the image of the living God. You are the one that God created in Genesis chapter 1. When God said, let us create man what?
Amen.
Image and our likeness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God did not create a poverty-stricken person.
Amen.
God did not create somebody to suffer in sorrow and in pain day and night. No. Praise God. He created you in his image and his likeness, and he gave you all authority. Let him have dominion. Amen?
Amen.
Let him sit on my throne. Everything that the Father has is what?
It's mine.
See it? That is us. That's all of us together. One. Because we are what? One body. One spirit. We are that man. All of us together. Hallelujah. One spiritual body. But we descended. We forgot. Thank God for for remembrance today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remembrance. Hallelujah. Remember for whence you have what? And begin your ascent back. Remember, because you came out from the Father. Did the devil create you? No. But some people hear this thing, they get offended. What is wrong? How can you be offended by getting offended? You came out of the Father. Remember from whence you fell in. You fell in Adam. You descended. Remember, if you remember and return, you shall find yourself eating again from the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of God. Paradise talks of enjoyment, pleasures.
Hallelujah.
No, look, the New Jerusalem, the Bible says there's no more sorrow, no more pain, no more tears. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Because we sorrow and we have sorrows and we have tears because we married ourselves to mortality. But you come to the place, you know, look, educate your children on who they are. You see, the more my child grows, I'll tell you, look, man, you got a papa in heaven. I'll tell you the truth, we're one spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I'll tell you the truth, that the image and likeness in you is in you. Hallelujah. I'll bring you telling the truth from the one. Don't put your hope, don't look at me in the flesh.
Mm.
If you look at papa, you won't see me. That is temporal. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you come into that dimension, you will discover there is nothing like death. Because in reality, we are spirits. Hallelujah. The only thing that you can benefit in this life is when you walk in the light and display the glory of God, the attributes of God in your flesh. That is the mystery of godliness. God manifests in the flesh and seen by men and angels. We are the ones who manifest that mystery of godliness. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Isn't it?
Yes.
When you walk upon the earth, who are they seeing? It's God.
Hallelujah.
Capital letter G. I'm not saying small letter G. Amen. When people hear this thing, they always look at it and say, this is too, you are taking this thing too far, brother. Look, let us, you know. I remember I preached somewhere some time back, one of the elders, and it's always the elders. He called me and told me, look, man, these things are too deep. I told him, but you've been preaching this thing for many years. Why is it always too deep? It was too deep 15 years ago. It was too deep 30 years ago. It's still too deep today. Hallelujah. Please, let me ask the only scripture I'll quote today, which is one of my favorite scriptures. I want you to meditate. Go back to 1 John. I think you can see that I'm not very good in Bible, whatever. Amen. Praise God. It's better you learn to listen to the Spirit, or rather, more than the letters of the Bible. Amen. Some of us are so powerful in letters. Amen. Before you say Jack Robinson, they will cut the whole Genesis to everything. Amen. But you cut letters, and letters will kill you. See, letters is the knowledge of good and evil. Letters, amen. The Spirit gives life. What is the Spirit that gives life? Letters, what they kill. They only put you in condemnation. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So people use the letters in the Bible to apply to their marriages and to apply to certain things upon the earth. But you, when you are waking in the Spirit, you discover that these are spiritual things. Don't kill yourself with letters. Don't put yourself in bondage with letters. Amen. Even church order, religion, they use these letters in the Bible to keep themselves in bondage. And they think they are wise. I'm so sorry for them. Praise God. Paul says that we should leave the elementary things of what? Of Christ. The elementary things are the things that we had in the days of the shadows. Amen. You know those things in the Old Testament are shadows? The baptisms in physical water. You know those things are shadows? Laying on my hands, you know, when you go to the elder, somebody kneels down, the elder lay hand on him. You know, these are things that we pick from the Hebrew tradition. The Hebrews used to do that. The elder will always, the elderly person will always come down, they kneel down and they lay hands, you know, and they transfer a blessing. We can do that today, you see, but let us move on into higher things, into perfection. When you move on into perfection, you are moving on into spirit. Amen. Because the flesh can never be perfect. Forget it. Forget it. You've tried this thing for many years. It will never work. Forget it. Praise God. It's ascension into the Spirit. Christ is Spirit. And it is Spirit that He came to preach. Amen. Now, majority will never accept this. That's why it says, how many disciples did He take with Him? 3. Amen. Out of the 12 disciples, why did He take only 3 with Him? What of the multitudes? Where were they? Where are the multitudes? Where are the multitudes? The multitudes are those who know Jesus after the flesh. Amen. See it? Yes. Jesus helped me do this. Jesus helped me. But if I've known Jesus after the flesh, I know Him no longer. I know Him what? After what? The Spirit. Amen. And the Spirit is where? Praise God. It's in me and in you corporately. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not something you joke with. If I see my sister, I have to be careful how I treat her.
Hallelujah.
You see, if our eyes are illumined properly, we'll be careful how we treat each other. When I see a sister there, it doesn't mean I will kneel down and start to, but I worship her. That's my attitude toward her, is act of worship. When I stand before her and say, I'm talking to her, I'm worshiping. I'm careful. That's reference. When I'm very, you have to be careful. When you begin to see who people are made out of, what's inside people, you'll be careful. You can't begin to slander people and begin to look for the downfall of your brother or sister. You'll be very careful. But when you begin to recognize that you are one spiritual body, that is this flesh that, you know, kind of separated us, veiled us. We are one spiritual body. We are that same voice that said, let there be light in the beginning. We are in that cloud that hovered over the waters in the beginning. It is all of us here. But we've forgotten. So much problems we've forgotten. Amen. Hallelujah. So, 1 John chapter 5. Verse 19. And we know that we have what? God. Are you there? And the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, that, and has given us what? An understanding. That we may what? Know him that is what? True. And that we are what?
In him.
That is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is what? The true God and what? Are you listening to this word?
Yeah.
You know, people read the scriptures, they don't understand the scriptures. See it? Jesus Christ never came to bring religion upon the earth. Amen? He simply came to educate us, to remind us, to give us understanding. That understanding is the understanding that was snatched away from us by the robber, by the devil, walking through the minds of men. He walked through our parents, he walked through the systems of religion. Hallelujah. He walked through everybody. Hallelujah. He walked through this dark age. That wisdom robbed us of what? Of this knowledge, this understanding. The world that is lies in wickedness and in darkness lacks this understanding that we are getting today. And that understanding is what? That we are what? In him. He didn't come to what? To make us in him. Amen? If you don't know that you are in him, you are what? You are veiled. And that's why you are suffering. That's the source of your misery. Amen? But he has come to give us understanding that we are what? In him. We are in the body of Christ, amen? We are one body, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And this body is a spiritual body. This body is the body of what? Of the living God. Amen. You know when Jesus Christ says, I and the Father are one, or the Father in me, it is the Father in me that does the works, amen? See, we always like to look at it as something outside, without. But it's talking about us, corporately. Amen? The Father in us is the one that does the work. Amen? We and the Father, we are one. Amen? This is the body of God. Amen? Whenever God appeared, he always appeared with his clouds. We are that cloud. That's the body of Christ. You know Jesus Christ was that cloud? When the eyes opened, they saw that the clouds came over him. He was throughout the days of his ministry was in that cloud. We are all in that cloud. Amen. And the Father's voice came out of that cloud. He spoke from that cloud. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Amen. The Father is always in that cloud. Amen. And we are all in that cloud. We are one body. The body of God. Amen. Where two or three are gathered, I am there. It is the garden, that celestial garden of spirit eternally. God is there. God wants us to awaken to this reality. Confess it. Begin to walk in it day and night in this revelation. Amen. It will purify you. Amen. And elevate you. Praise God. And you see yourself walking in another dimension. Like a miracle. That this is transformation. This is the single eye we put on. You begin to hear this truth and walk in it. Confess it. Amen. Walk in the light as it's in the light, and you'll see yourself entering into the New Jerusalem. Amen?
Amen.
Nothing that can enter that defies or make a lie. Nothing can enter that loves a lie or makes a lie. Now, the lie is all your attachments to this outer world. That is the lie. You have to let go. Amen. That's why it says you must what? Lose your life to gain me. Anybody that loves his life more than me is not what? More than me. Praise God. So you have to ask God earnestly, God, deliver me from miracle. God, you know, deliver me from the illusion of my mortal existence. Praise God. Hide my eyes from vanity, because our human life is what is vanity. It's vanity, eh? Have you seen? It's good to hold on to life, to truth, otherwise we become like fools at the end of the day. The Lord is always nice, you know, I'll be the winner. Eh? The Lord is always the winner. It's always good to hear this truth and hearken to it. Amen. So the voice is going out. This is the voice of the Lord calling his people to awaken to the reality of their true identity. Amen. If you want true freedom, if you want happiness, peace, amen, let anxieties fade away. Because it says in the world you have nothing but what? In the world you have nothing but what? Tribulation. Now the world is the realm of the dust. Amen. That's where Adam went into when he thought he was wise. Amen. It's only what? Tribulation. Amen. From one challenge to the other. Hallelujah. I'm tired of challenges. I want to enter into my rest. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let us labor to enter into our rest. Amen. I stop here for today. God bless you, brother.